Here's someone who's, you know, maybe the most popular person in the Finger Lakes region, mm-hmm. I would say. She's great. She's an advice columnist right now. I didn't even know what the word was, advice. I've never taken it, so I'm not quite sure what it was. She's from Freeville. Would you welcome, please, Amy Dickinson. Got a new book out. We'll talk about that.
Oh, boy. How are you?
God bless you.
The mighty queens of Freeville.
Oh, and I brought you my column just in case.
Oh, yeah?
You know.
Am I in it?
Yeah, actually, you could be. There's someone, it was, are you miffed in Madison?
Miffed in Madison,
messed
really?
Messed up in Madison?
Oh,
is that
no.
you?
Is it here? Do I have to read this?
No, well, you know, only if you
see
are.
See if I'm in it?
Only if you want your relationships to work out, but otherwise,
you know,
no,
I don't understand.
Don't worry about it.
You're not a Jewish lady. How can you know everything?
I know.
Isn't that
I
a
am.
Problem? You can see the you know the sisters, they're Abigail.
I know. But have you ever been to, say, a Methodist church supper?
No.
There's a lot of knowledge going on in the kitchen there, mister. Yeah.
And in the church service as well, too. Isn't that a thing they call, there's a sharing, there's a...
joys and concerns.
Joys and concerns.
I think that's how I got in the advice business.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Methodist church listening to Joys and Concerns, and I thought... Wow, there's a heap a lot of trouble out there. I gotta pitch in.
Yeah. Do you have to, I mean, at a service like that, is there a lot of pressure to come up with a joy and or a concern?
Well,
or
most...
Or can you just sit there and not share?
It's mostly concerns, Michael.
Yeah.
Most of the concerns involve, there's a lot of spleen issues. I'm not sure
spleen?
What the deal is, if it's the water. There's some kidney stones, long-standing kidney stones. Well, one woman... Every week, she was concerned about her father's kidney stones, and then one week, she stood up and she was like, finally, they passed. And everyone went, okay.
Are you allowed to cheer and
what
huzzah?
Yes, of course.
A service?
Yeah.
It's
you just can't
different.
Gamble.
It's different from the Jewish service.
It is.
We're apologizing for things from like 5,000 years ago. You know?
I know.
It's like I have no idea what we're even...
And we're very into moving on,
yeah.
Starting over.
I might go Methodist. I'm thinking
yeah,
about
I think
it.
You should.
Methodist or maybe Reform, you know, maybe start with Reform and go Methodist. And the Freeville must be an interesting place, too. It's kind of a unique place.
You know, this area is full of little villages, little farming villages, kooky little places. And, yeah, Freeville is definitely one of them.
Yeah. And the history of, now you grew up on a farm, right? A dairy farm?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little story. My mother, years ago, so I grew up on a dairy farm, and my mother took a class at Cornell, you know, up on the hill. This is one of those classes intended for housewives and, you know, held at night. So she goes up there, she takes a class, and the professor says, ask everybody what they do for a living. And it's a bunch of, you know, school teacher, auto mechanic. It gets to her, and she says, well, my husband and I have a dairy farm. And he said, oh, farming. That sounds exciting. You know, he's wearing his patches, his leather. That sounds exciting, puffing on his pipe. She said... Well, it is the way we do it. So it was that kind of farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's very similar from our Wisconsin, you know, filled with dairy farms, that experience. Did you enjoy being a farm girl? Was that a good upbringing?
Well, it's a good punchline for lots of awesome jokes.
Yeah.
It was fun being the farmer's daughter there for a minute in high school, but otherwise,
yeah.
No, not
well,
so much.
No. But did it imbue you with farm values that you can then transfer to what
well,
you do?
It did, because I really know how to handle manure. You know what I'm saying? So I can shovel it with the best of them.
And now the mighty queens, that was like a term your daughter came up with, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she took a look around. I come from a family full of women, and we have this bad habit of running off the men, you know, so... It's really just us, and my daughter looked around, and she sort of saw what was going on, and she started calling us the Mighty Queens of Freeville, which is, of course, ironic, because Freeville isn't much of a kingdom. You know, there's just like 450 people there, so, yeah.
I read 512.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well,
so it's really kind of...
Well, my
burgeoning.
Kid went to college, and a couple kids went off to college, so that would change the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that lower it, though?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, tell you your business or anything.
Right.
And then, okay, and the book sort of is about your undateability and your marriage problems and your...
Okay, thanks. Jump right in.
But I understand you're happily married now, and that sort of negates the whole premise, doesn't it?
The whole book is really about starting over. Like, I moved back to my hometown 3 years ago. I felt like I needed a do-over. You know, I lived in Chicago and London, New York, London, England, by the way.
Yeah. My mother called it that, too.
Yeah, yes. My mom
always...
It was always
London, England.
Oh, London, England.
Yeah.
That's where I lived. So I felt I kind of needed a do-over, so I came back to my hometown, and what do you know? Okay, so then I stepped into the plot of a Lifetime movie, which is anyone's dream, certainly yours, I'm sure.
Oh, one of them.
And I, you know that guy, that guy in high school I never paid too much attention to? Well, you know, he grew up pretty well. So, yeah, I got married a couple years ago.
Does he pop up in the book?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. He does pop up in the book at the end.
Yeah, but wasn't he married?
No. We don't do that around
here. No, okay.
My stars. What are you thinking?
Save it for the column, right? That's
really?
Sort of thing comes up there.
Really?
But the first one was just not he was not a good match.
It wasn't a good fit, no. As we say, but a very nice gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you couldn't see.
His new wife likes him very much.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. The one who stole him. Anyway.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But, you know, never marry a guy who won't do a living nativity scene, don't you think?
I know.
Just not that.
What's
type.
The problem?
Yeah.
He's claimed he didn't look good in a dish towel.
And the thing about, you know, the farm thing, when you grow up in the freezer, there's a package labeled Shirley. In your freezer. I mean, what does that mean in later life? How does that affect you?
Well, Shirley was our favorite cow. And, you know, we had a lot of cows we didn't name. This one had a name, and her name was Shirley. Yeah. And eventually, she didn't actually get sent to boarding school, like my mom said. She ended up in our freezer wrapped up in brown butcher paper with her name on it. So it was like, hey, a Shirley steak. What do you say? Yeah, so we ate her.
Yeah.
What can I say? I know. She was awesome. Yeah.
She was good. But
she was rare.
She was a rare one, that Shirley. Are you still thinking about welding as a career possibility?
You know, I have this thing I do. Yeah. When I get on the bus, you know when you get on the bus in the city and there are all those ads over the bus, I always think, wait a minute, I could be a welder. You know, I get very inspired by these. There's usually one for the FBI Academy, which of course sends me into a total and complete reverie. I picture myself, I've always wanted to say, book 'em, like... I have these fantasies about chasing down a skell. I don't know what a skell is, but I'm going to chase him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, pat him down.
I always got, you know, the backs of magazines, I thought, where you could grow mushrooms in your own basement.
Oh, yeah.
Or make cement planters down there.
Well, we do a lot of that around here, of course.
Make cement planters in your own basement.
But not on purpose. Yeah. We don't do it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, okay. No. I understand that, I think. I don't know. And the dork thing.
Yeah.
That's not fair, is it? To yourself?
Wait, well, there's a chapter in my book called The Apex of Dorkitude.
Yeah, Dorkitude.
And I think just about anyone in this audience will have been to the apex of Dorkitude, because,
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to say.
Well, we like that around here.
Yeah.
It's like, Ithaca is so great, because it's like, you get your Nobel laureate mm-hmm. and your unreconstructed hippie, mm-hmm. and they're often the same person. And they're bagging your groceries at the A&P, so it's, yeah.
That sums it up pretty well. And I wish just have said that, sat down a bit earlier. And then, becoming an advice columnist. Now, first of all, how did you get that job? I mean, that's coveted probably by millions of writers.
It was coveted by a few.
Yeah.
And they're mean. Are they? Yeah. They slap. So,
they do.
But after Ann Landers died, and I had nothing to do with that, I just can't. I can't state that often enough. She was. It was her time.
Epi letterer, right?
Yeah. And the Chicago Tribune just basically put sort of did a nationwide search. It was sort of like the Busby Berkeley musical, you know, where all of the chorus girls come in and we sang and danced. And,
you know, for a lot of Jewish women, though, it was like the Jewish seat on the Supreme Court.
I know. I know.
You know, it was ours, or was the women's, you know, to lose. And probably heard
I
from
know.
Them quite a bit, huh?
And I'm amazed at how
you say,
often...
See, that sound, I know, sounds like Jewish, so that's good. I think you're making
right. oh,
concessions
I know.
To it.
Right, I know. No, I'm amazed at how often I'm asked, like, how I can do this job and not be a Jew.
I get asked that, too, and it's really inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because I am, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just came... I had a nice career before that, and the Chicago Tribune, which... as you know, is busy sort of going out of business all the time, but they're hanging on. But they did this search, and then they, in their infinite wisdom, they did a test market. They tested all of the tryout columns with, like, focus groups. And they came back, and they said, okay, there's a very clear first choice. All of the focus groups voted the same way. The number one choice, it turns out, with all the test marketing, was to bring Ann Landers back from the dead. I came in second, so that worked out well for me.
That came out good.
Yeah.
Have you taken this in a new direction? Have you expanded the boundaries? Because there, it used to be, I mean, there's certain topics would not be in Ann Landers' column. You know, you only go so far with some of the, you know, some of the topics. Have you taken it to new heights or
you know, I take it where the letters, the letters lead me. And frankly, there's a lot of nonsense going on out there with texting and emotional affairs. And you know, technology has enabled us to get into a jam in all new ways.
Yeah, so, emotional affairs. What is that?
Oh, an emotional affair is.
What if I've had one.
Well, you probably have.
Have I?
I feel like I'm having one right now.
You
but
are? Yeah.
No,
is
an
that
emotional.
Good?
It is. Yeah, oh. An emotional affair is when you, it's not like an actual physical thing, but it's more of a heart strings plucking going on. Sometimes happens across the, if you work in an office that has cubicles and the walls are low, there's a chance you will have an emotional affair with the person next to you no matter what. It's just the odds are you will.
It has to happen.
Yeah, it's sort of had. So now I'm suggesting that offices just raise those walls just a few inches. It'll take care of it.
But a lot of this is online now. I mean, a lot of they're tweeting one another.
I know.
What kind of affair is that when you tweet? You know,
Facebook. I feel like
Facebook is weird.
It's like the adults took Facebook away from the kids.
Right.
And look at what happened.
Yeah.
You know, we got into a lot of trouble.
We got tired of lurking.
Right. I know. What about all those things that
the kids
type when their parents are over their
yeah,
shoulder?
Yeah, I know. That's
right.
Good.
Now we're doing that.
Yeah. That's interesting. But a lot of people now are actually meeting and dating and marrying as a result of these web connections.
And I did that.
Does that come up a lot?
Totally.
I bet it does.
Yeah. And having done my share of Match.comming. Not
good. Oh, you did that too?
Oh, I did it all.
No kidding.
Good Lord. I tried Match.com from Freeville, and it was like... You know, you type in your zip code. Yeah. Everybody I ever went to high school with. I was like, oh, no.
Family
no,
member
no.
is probably
that responding. Man's married. Yeah. You know, I couldn't do it. So.
It's hard to assume an identity when you're actually, when you know the guy. You know,
it is. Good, so. It is. But very amusing to see, you know, people's profiles and the poses. Lots of men for Match.com, they pose next to their boats, trying to flex there. And a lot of shirtless guys who maybe should put on a shirt.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
The wrong guys are always shirtless. That's
I know.
The rule
Why
of thumb.
Is that?
Yeah. And at the nude beach, the wrong people are always nude. Put that in your column if you like. You can use it.
Thank you. Can I use that?
Shirtless in Madison. and as far as like giving the... And this is kind of a serious responsibility, though, because a lot of people, you know, I mean, it's in a way, it's a little bit sad.
Yeah.
That you feel you have to go to a newspaper column, anonymous newspaper columnist, to
solve
your life problem. I don't
What's mean sad about that?
It's not profoundly sad. It's not profoundly sad, but I mean, you know, that it's kind of, you know, but it's good that it's there. It's better than 911, you know.
I know. Imagine if it was like, I'm on the ledge, I'm gonna, and they write to me. I'm like, well, wait a month.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll give you my answer.
But I mean, for you, it must be quite a responsibility sometimes because it's people's lives here, and you actually can affect them, and they take this all to heart.
Yeah, and I sometimes hope they don't have lawyers, but No, I actually love it. I feel like I'm really good at it, and I feel like people get what this genre is. It's a very ancient genre. It started, you know, really, I think, around the fire with elders, you know, sort of dispensing with wisdom and advice. And I feel like most of the letters that come into me are completely appropriate. They are not emergency scary, but it's more like dilemmas, ethical dilemmas, life choices.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel good about that.
Is there any particular ethical code that you use?
Well, it goes... That goes back to the church kitchen,
I guess. So it's all Methodist advice is what you get?
Well, it's sort of a what would my mother say kind of thing. Yeah. her advice would be like, stop that. You know, I do knock it off. Yeah, I do a lot of...
So that's what you say in your answers is stop that and knock it off?
That's... Stop that bad thing.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Yeah.
Get your knit. Knitting is good because it keeps your hands busy.
Yeah.
And the devil at bay. So, you know, I feel like a lot of it is common sense. And some of it, I do a lot of reading. I interview a lot of psychologists. I am in therapy, which helps. I need it. So I feel good about the genre and about my part in it. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, it's cool to be from a place like this and to be living here now, because I do feel I've absorbed the values of this place. But because I've had all this other sort of big city experience, I feel like there's a breadth to my own experience that I bring to it.
Yeah, wonderful. And you do a great job at it. And I'm going to be writing. You'll be hearing from me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
Very nice to meet you. Amy
Thank
Dickinson.
You, Michael.
Thank you so much. The Mighty Queens of Freeville is the book. Get it? You know the column. You'll probably be writing right after the show. Amy Dickinson. We love her.